Welcome to Aqua World Theme Park, the world's largest aquarium.
Aqua World Theme Park, the world's largest aquarium that people all over the world want to visit at least once in their lifetime. This is where I work every day. My job is to take care of the killer whales of the Killer Whale Show, which is the most popular among the many aquariums that unfold past a huge underwater tunnel where sharks, stingrays, and tropical fish swim. The Killer Whale Aquarium is where it is the most crowded. So it is a team with a lot to look after, but as a person who loves killer whales, I felt proud working for the killer whale team, even though it was physically tough. Then one day, after feeding the killer whales dinner late at night and finishing cleaning the aquarium, I finally could get off work, but many employees were gathered in front of a huge logistics truck, rumbling. "What's going on? Why is everyone crowded?" I asked my colleague Jacob.
"Daniel, something unbelievable has happened. Sailors found a mermaid off the coast of Argentina and caught it alive. And Aqua World imported it in private. It seems that mermaids really exist. Now we're going to be the first to see it before telling the press. I can't believe I'm going to see a mermaid in my life."
Eventually, a huge water tank covered with a black cloth was pulled out of the logistics truck and people were buzzing with excitement.
"Put away that damn cloth. Let me have a look. Why don't you show it? You're going to put it in the aquarium anyway."
The officials who got off the truck did not listen at all, but only moved the water tank without saying anything. At that moment, the men who were shouting in the front row rushed at it and removed the black cloth covering the tank, revealing the inside of the tank. And there was a mermaid, crouching in the corner of the tank filled with green, muddy seawater. The water was so muddy that it was hard to see, but the upper body, which was thin like a mummy, revealed the shape of its spine, was clearly a woman's, and I couldn't see her face, as her head was bowed down, but her long hair swang underwater, made her look very much like a human.
"Wow, it looks like the mermaid we know."
People flocked to the tank and started hitting the glass with their hands. The mermaid that was crouching floated above, as if surprised. The mermaid's tail itself seemed to be 2 meters long, and the long black fins were hideous and grotesque, rather than beautiful. People screamed, and the officials quickly covered the tank with a black cloth and dragged it into the aquarium. I was so shocked by the disgusting mermaid that I couldn't sleep, even after I returned home that night. When I went to work after staying up all night, there was a huge cylindrical tank in the center of the aquarium where the mermaid was to be exhibited, but the tank was empty. I went to Jacob, who was cleaning the tank, and asked, "Jacob, where's the mermaid?" Jacob replied that the mermaid in poor health was hidden in a controlled area to prevent it from dying, and that a special management team was created to concentrate on health management. All the staff working at the aquarium wanted to enter the controlled area, but even access was impossible due to tight security. Likewise, I couldn't see the mermaid for a while and looked at the empty tank, waiting for the day the mermaid would be displayed in the aquarium. In the meantime, the fact that Aquaworld has a mermaid was reported in the media around the world, and myriads of people began to flock in, and even if it was before the mermaid was exhibited, tents waiting to enter the aquarium formed an endless line. This was harsh for the aquarium staff. This was because they gave up on their vacation and worked tirelessly due to the influx of tourists. According to rumors, Dominic, the CEO of Aquaworld, bought the mermaid by paying an astronomical amount of money. But even the mermaid has yet been exhibited. It seems that it is enough for him to get more bang for his buck. What was even more shocking was that Aquaworld even started a free admission event in the midst of such a hectic situation with so many people gathered around. A free opening event was launched from 9 p.m. to midnight for foreign workers who live alone without families, homeless people, and low-income people. Upon hearing this news, the aquarium staff staged a protest against overtime work. But fortunately, they were finally relieved when they heard that a night staff will be separately hired and managed during the free night opening hours. A few days later, while I was changing into my work clothes when I arrived at work, Jacob, who turned white with fear with a bewildered expression on his face, came up to me and whispered,
"Daniel, I stayed at the aquarium at midnight yesterday and I saw something crazy."
"What happened? You suddenly disappeared during work hours yesterday, so I thought you had to leave work for something urgent. But you were here?"
"Yeah, I haven't been able to sleep since the day I saw the mermaid. I took sleeping pills, but I couldn't stay awake until the next day. so I hid behind a warehouse box and closed my eyes for a moment. But when I woke up, it was well past midnight after everyone had left work. I've been sleeping without even realizing it.
Jacob then started to continue his unbelievable story. He said he was getting ready to leave work belatedly and was surprised by the sound of people screaming outside. So he ran out of the warehouse to where the sound came from and found that the aquarium night team staff had caught visitors and locked them up in a cage and were feeding them to the mermaid.
I can't believe it's a man-eating mermaid. You've got to be kidding me.
It's true. I saw it with my own eyes. The mermaid suddenly changed like a piranha and ate up people. Actually, I was hesitant to report it because I was afraid I would get fired, but I don't think that's right. I should report it to the police.
Eventually, Jacob reported it to the police, and the police turned up at the aquarium to search the circumstances of the murder, but in the end, they couldn't find any evidence. So the cause was settled as Jacob was regarded to have filed a false report, and he was fired right on the spot. And after a while, I received a call from Jacob, late at dawn.
Jacob?
Daniel, they're right outside my window. If I die, I beg you to find out who the culprit is.
What are you talking about? Jacob! Jacob!
Jacob hung up even before I could answer, and when I called him again, he didn't answer. I thought Jacob had called from a nightmare due to the stress of being fired from work, so I made no big deal of it. However, the next day, I heard that Jacob had died at home for unknown reasons. It was clear that Jacob had been murdered by someone. I was shocked and suffered from guilt for days for not having reported it to the police, even after getting Jacob's call yesterday. Who were the people Jacob was talking about? Was it true, as Jacob said, that the aquarium was holding a free night opening to feed humans to the man-eating mermaid every night? I began to think that what Jacob was saying might be true. The next day, when I went to work with a heavy heart, people were gathered in front of the mermaid's tank that used to be empty. Finally, the mermaid had been displayed in the aquarium. I squeezed through the crowd and stood in front of the tank and finally got a good look at the mermaid in clear water. Surprisingly, the mermaid in the tank looked completely different from the mermaid I first saw. The black tail and fins had turned turquoise, sparkling with rainbow colors, and the upper body, which had resembled a mummy with its backbone exposed, had turned into the body of a beautiful woman with white skin as it had gained flesh. The mermaid rose to the surface and was looking down at people, and it had the face of a beauty with a pale white skin and blank look.
It's beautiful.
People exclaimed, looking up at the mermaid, and the mermaid stood motionless in the water, looking down at people, just wagging its tail. Watching the beautiful mermaid, I couldn't believe Jacob's words that the mermaid eats people, but I decided to follow Jacob's last request to uncover the culprit. As the closing hour approached, after finishing work, I hid in the warehouse where Jacob did, lied down between the boxes, and waited for the night to come. At 9 o'clock at night, I heard the bustle of people again. Those who won the free night opening have come in. Likewise, after being nosy for a long time, it became quieter and quieter at midnight, as if people were leaving, and after a while, I suddenly heard someone scream.
Ah!
Startled, I jumped up and went outside, crept towards the mermaid's tank, hid behind the wall, and peeped towards where the sound was coming from. Surprisingly, the night team staff had caught 3 tourists and were forcing them into a square cage.
Why the heck are you doing this? Please let me out of here!
Among them, a foreign man, who appeared to be Hispanic, shouted, and at that moment, Dominic, the CEO of Aquaworld, walked over and asked the staff,
"Are these people safe for sure?"
"Yes, among the foreign workers, there are people with no family. We have carefully selected people who will not be found even if they disappear. All other visitors have left the aquarium, so don't worry."
Dominic, who was listening to the staff, nodded with a satisfied expression and gestured, and a ladder truck came in and began to move the cage with people inside onto the tank, and the terrified people screamed and grasped and shook the cage. Eventually, the iron cage reached the top of the tank, and when the staff pushed the iron cage into the tank, the iron cage sank to the bottom of the tank in a flash. People struggled to open the cage, but when the staff pulled the rope tied to the entrance of the cage, the door opened, and people got out of the cage and began to swim towards the surface. The mermaid that was looking down from the people coming up to the surface trembled its tail and zapped the man, violently bit his neck, and in an instant, the blue tank began to turn red with blood. The other two people were reaching out their hands on the surface, asking for help to get out of the tank, but the night shift workers came with long harpoons and stabbed them in the eyes. And while they were struggling, bleeding from their eyes, the mermaid devoured all three in a flash. As I was watching this scene, hiding, I was shocked, and quickly got out, shaking all over. Aquaworld may have bribed the police, as Jacob was regarded to have filed a false report, and considering that he died without a trace, I would also die like Jacob if I reported to the police. When I went to work the next morning, the mermaid's tank, which had been stained with red blood last night, had returned to a blue one, embroidered with beautiful corals, and the mermaid, which had eaten people like piranhas, was standing in the water with a beautiful woman's face looking down at people. Watching it gave me goosebumps. While looking at the mermaid, I suddenly realized that the mermaid's tail, which was over 2 meters long, had become much shorter. It was as short as the length of a human leg. The mermaid's appearance and tail length were also gradually changing, like human. On the aquarium, there was a notice attached. Every night at 9, free night openings are held for foreign workers living alone with no family, homeless people, and low-income people. Aqua World of Dreams and Hopes will become your family. Tonight as well, after midnight, someone will be sacrificed by a man-eating mermaid. I went to work as usual, then went back to the warehouse and lied down behind a box waiting for midnight. I covered my ears in agony due to the sound of people screaming outside. Waiting until 3 a.m. when it became silent, I carefully approached the mermaid's tank, and as if nothing had happened, the mermaid was swimming serenely in the tank that had been cleaned. I started to climb up the ladder to the top of the tank, and the mermaid was smiling at me from the water, and its smile was so frightening. Soon after, I climbed to the top of the tank and took out a great amount of potassium cyanide from my bag and poured it into the tank. After a while, the mermaid grabbed its neck and began to have a seizure, slamming its body against the glass wall. The glass wall gradually cracked due to the mermaid's tremendous power, and the tank broke and water poured down, and I plummeted to the floor, falling down from the ladder. Ugh! I lay moaning on the broken glass of the tank when I saw something whirling past me, and I looked up, and I saw the mermaid crawling on the floor quickly, with human legs that had grown out of both sides of its tail. Like the process of a tadpole becoming a frog, the mermaid had been gradually evolving into a human, as it ate human. The mermaid seemed to be in pain and got away, crawling in a grotesque manner. I barely got up and grabbed the harpoon beside me and followed the mermaid. The mermaid has to be killed so that there will be no more victims.
Put down the harpoon. Don't kill it.
At that moment, a man walked out from behind the wall, saying, "The man snatched the harpoon from my hand and threw it away.
Who are you?"
I asked, surprised, and the man answered,
"I was one of the sailors who caught the mermaid off the coast of Argentina. I heard that there was a free night opening at Aqua World, and I knew that it was a killing party to obtain food for the mermaid. When I came in at night, by receiving the foreign worker benefit, it was just as I expected."
"But why shouldn't the mermaid be killed?"
"You have to take them alive to make money. I was against selling them from the first place, but one of the sailors secretly sold them to Aqua World."
The sailor chased after the mermaid and threw a net. The mermaid that was caught in the net shook its tail violently and revealed its sharp teeth. The sailor said, looking at the legs that have grown on the mermaid's tail,
"How much human flesh have they fed to make it grow legs?"
The sailor took a sashimi knife out of his inner pocket and cut off both legs attached to the mermaid's tail, and the mermaid let out a horrible shriek like a whale.
"It doesn't have to eat human flesh, but it's just that it couldn't stop eating it because it tastes good. Meat has been precious to mermaids living in the sea since ancient times, but as people come to the shore when lured by mermaids, human was the easiest to meet for them to obtain. Since mermaids eat only what they want, they were only fed with human flesh. Mermaids were spoiled."
He dragged the net with the mermaid entangled and got out of the aquarium, and soon the sailors got out of the shabby freezer truck standing outside the aquarium and put the mermaid in the car, saying,
"Thank you for your help."
They disappeared, and the mermaid's whereabouts were unknown since then. The next day, upon hearing the news that the mermaid had disappeared, Aquaworld was thrown into chaos. And a few months later, another aquarium advertised that it was starting a free night opening event.